That's my cue. I want to, first of all, it's so good to see everyone. If not your faces, then at least your names, or at least an image of your face as you have your camera off. So it's wonderful. Obviously, we are in our third week now of studying the laws of Amir al-Nachri, of what you're allowed to tell a non-Jew on Shabbos, what you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew on Shabbos, some halachot that are very relevant to us. So the 2 weeks ago, we studied the three-way machlokes about why it is that there's a prohibition of Amir al-Nachri. What exactly was Chazal concerned about when they instituted this rabbinic prohibition of Amir al-Nachri? If you recall, we had one opinion was the Davar Davar, that our speech during the weekday has to be different than our speech on Shabbos, and therefore they prohibited certain things to be said on Shabbos. Second opinion was Rashi, which was the concern of Shlichus, that the second I ask a non-Jew to do something for me, it's Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. It's as if they are taking my place. It is as if they are doing it on my behalf. Yada Arichta, they are an extension of my hand. That in and of itself is going to be a problem. And the last one is the Rambam. The Rambam was concerned about reverence of Shabbos. If you remember the tshuva by Moshe, who built upon that Rambam's tshuva, they basically said, if you could ask a non-Jew to do everything for you, then all of Shabbos becomes minimized. Because while I don't myself push the buttons, if I ask a non-Jew to keep pushing the button for me, then the net result is the same, which essentially is a complete desecration of Shabbos. We discussed, a number of nafkaminas lahalacha. What about before Shabbos? What about on Shabbos for after Shabbos? What about if it's not Shabbos for me, but Shabbos where the goy is? Again, the example of me calling to America from Israel to ask Junior to do something for me on Shabbos. And then the fourth nafkamina was the one that we discussed last week. And that was the idea of hinting, right? When is hinting okay? When is hinting not okay? Under what type of hints am I allowed to say? If you recall the stira in the Magen Avraham's, the contradiction in the Magen Avraham's, and ultimately the conclusion is that it's a problem to give a tzivoy to the non-Jew. I'm not allowed to command the non-Jew to do something, right? Blow your nose. That the Magen Avraham says it's usser, even if the guy knows that it's a code word for something else. Why? Because at the end of the day, I asked him to do something. And if I asked him to do something, he is now my shaliach. Whatever he does is an extension of me. On the other hand, if I simply say, yach, chaval, it's so dark in here, and the non-Jew goes and does it, nonetheless, that wouldn't be a problem of hinting, because at the end of the day, I never asked him to do something. I never gave a tzivoy, and we saw that that's how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa paskind, that's how Rav Avadia paskind as well. Now we come to step number three of the equation. Again, as I said, you can't really paskin based on any one class because we're building from class to class. But that is the notion of benefit. Chazal forbade benefiting from malacha done by a goy on behalf of a non-Jew for the Jew's benefit. And we ask two questions. What is considered on behalf of a Jew? And number two is what is considered benefiting from malacha. So that's what we're going to start discussing today. Please God, today and next week, is again those ideas. Number one is what's considered benefiting. And number two is what does it mean to do something on behalf of the Jew. So let's get my screen open so that we can share our source sheets and jump right in. So if you have here the Mishnah, on page Kufcha Beis Amar Aleph of Masecha Shabbos. And the Gemara over there says the following, Nachri shehidlik es aner mishtamish l'oro Yisrael. If a non-Jew lights a candle, the Jew can benefit from it, the Jew can use it. V'im bishvil Yisrael, but if the Jew, non-Jew does it for the Jew, aser, then becomes prohibited. Case number two, milei mayim lahashkos behemto. If a non-Jew fills a jug of water to feed his animals, mashke acharav Yisrael, then the Jew is able to also use that water. But if it's for the Yisrael, Aser, then it's Aser. That's case number two. Now case number three, and this is the one we're going to focus on at the beginning. Asa Nachri Kevesh Leirid Bo. A non-Jew is on a boat, and he's trying to get off the boat on Shabbos. So he builds a ramp to get off the boat. Yored Acharav Yisrael. A Jew is allowed to go down the ramp right after the non-Jew. V'im b'Yisrael Yisrael, but if the goy builds the ramp for just the Jew, then it's going to be usser. So far so good. We have three cases. Again, we're going to focus on the last one right now, but three cases which essentially say the same thing, although we'll see that they don't say the same thing. Number one is if the non-Jew does it for himself, it's going to be okay for the Jew to participate and benefit afterwards. If he does it for the Jew, that's when it's going to be a problem. ends the Mishnah with a story. Maisa b'Rabban Gamliel v'zakeinim shayu bayin b'svina. There was a story of Rabban Gamliel with a bunch of his cohorts that were on a boat. V'asa nachri kevesh le'yered bo. And the nachri makes a ramp to go down from it. V'yardu bo Rabban Gamliel v'zakeinim. And Rabban Gamliel and the zakeinim go down afterwards. Now, the question we have to figure out is, if a goy can't make a ramp for you, then why would Rabban Gamliel be able to use it? Right? So the Gemara says the following. Tanu Rabbanan. Right. Tanu Rabbanan. Nachri sheliket asavim. A nachri that's gathering grass, or wheat, whatever. Machil acharav Yisrael. The Jew is allowed to go behind him and to benefit from it. Vim bishvil Yisrael. But again, if the nachri does it for the Jew, then it's a problem. Mile mayim lahashkos behemto. Again, we have this case. What if the non-Jew is filling up his jug of water? Mashka acharav Yisrael, vim bishvil Yisrael, aser. But med dvar mamurim, what are we talking about here? She'ein makiro. When is it mutter? That's only if the non-Jew doesn't recognize the Jew, or doesn't know the Jew. Ava makiro. But if the non-Jew knows the Jew, aser, then it's going to be prohibited, presumably what? Even if the non-Jew is doing it for himself, if he knows that the Jew is there, that's when it's going to be problematic. Continues the Gemara, right? If the Jew and the Goy are acquainted, it's prohibited. We know now. If they're not, then it's allowed. If that's the case, then didn't they know who Rabban Gamliel was? Right? Wasn't Rabban Gamliel a case of Makiro? And if it's a case of Makiro, we just said in the Gemara that if you recognize the Jew, even if the Goy is doing it on his own behalf, it's still going to be a problem because he recognizes the Jew. And so therefore, it says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Bamed Dvar Mamurum, She'in Makiro, Ava Makiro Aser. Right? When do we say all of this? That's only if you don't know the Jew. But Makiro, if Junior knows me, then it's going to be Usher. Even for Junior, presumably to do something on his own behalf, I cannot benefit afterwards. Why? Because Junior, the Shul custodian, knows me. And so therefore, ask the Gemara the Kasha, Ha Rabban Gamliel Makiro Have. Wait a second. Rabban Gamliel was a very prominent figure. Everybody knew who he was. Therefore, isn't that a case of Makiro? Shouldn't that have prohibited him from benefiting from that ramp? So the Gemara gives two answers, and these are going to be critical answers. We're going to spend the next 2 weeks on these answers. Amar Abaye, shelo b'fanav have. He's not in front of him. Right? Now that makes sense, logically. Let's think about that for a second. What Abaye is essentially saying is that even though they knew Rabban Gamliel, if Rabban Gamliel's not in front of them, then it's going to be okay for him to benefit afterwards. I'll give you an analogy, right? Does Junior know who I am? Am I considered Makiro? 100%, right? If I go on vacation to Wichita, does that mean that Junior can't do something that when I get back, I'm going to, right? Is there any Hava Amina in your mind that when Junior did something when I was in Wichita, it was for my benefit for when I come back? No, it's Shalom B'Fanav Have. So that's Abaye's answer. That's going to be next week. Rava Amar, this is going to be this week. No. Afilu Tema Bifanav. Even if the Jew and the non-Jew are in front of each other, nonetheless, Ner Le'echad, Ner Lameya. Ner Le'echad, Ner Lameya, which means that Malacha, that can benefit many people, in addition to the individual, that's going to be okay. So in the case of the ramp, because the Goy is not just doing it for Rabban Gamliel, he's doing it for a ton of people. He made it for himself, but because it's a ramp, he knows that there's the possibility that many people are going to benefit from him. That's what makes it permissible. Rashi says, Ner Lecha, Ner Lameya. Kevesh Lecha, Kevesh Lameya, Aval Gave Asavim. But this is not going to be the case by the grains. Why? Kishehu Makiro, because there, when Junior knows me, marbe bishvilo, he's going to take just a little bit extra for me. So as opposed to a ramp where you build one ramp, and that's the ramp. That's the ramp whether one person's on it or that's the ramp whether a million people are on it. It's one ramp. The goy builds it for himself. He doesn't care that he's not doing any extra work. He's not changing a thing, the fact that many people are going to use it afterwards. As opposed to the asavim, says Rashi, we're there. If Junior recognizes me, he might just add a little bit more onto it. So it seems to be, to summarize for us, it seems to be that there are three different ideas here. One is for the Jews' benefit. That seems to be a problem. Number two, it seems to be a problem if they are acquainted. And number three, is it seems to be a problem if it's bifanav, if it's in his presence. We have to explore over the next 2 weeks the how intertwined those three reasons are. Okay? Now Rashi again tells us that in the case of the ramp, since it can be used by many people, there's no extra work done for a specific Jew. The Gemara then brings a case that seems to contradict it. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kufcha Beis, Amud Aleph, says the following. Toshma, Ir She Yisrael V'Nachrim Darim B'socho. You have a city, Boca Raton. Jews and non-Jews live in it. V'haisa B'merchatz Hamarchetzes B'Shabbos. And there's a bathhouse that runs on Shabbos. Im Rov Nachrim. So if the majority of the inhabitants of this town are non-Jews, Mutter Lirchos B'miyad. Then the Jew, after Shabbos, is allowed to use it immediately. Im Rov Yisrael, if the majority of the inhabitants in the city are Jews, then Yamtim Bechdei Sheyechamu Chamin. Then they have to wait after Shabbos the amount of time that it would take for you to heat up the bathhouse. Hasam Ki Mechamimei Adaite Deruva Mechamimei. The Gemara says, because there, when they heat up the bathhouse, they're heating it up with the rove of people in mind. In other words, if a goy has a bathhouse, who is he heating up the water for? So if the, right, so the answer is the customers, right? Now, if the majority of the customers are goyim, then the Jews can use it. If the majority are Jews, then they cannot use it. But according to Rava, why should it matter whose it's done for? Remember, Rava said, ner le'echad, ner le'meya. As long as it's done for many people, shouldn't that take away any concerns that we have? So what it's clear is that the Gemara therefore continues to bring this statement as a further definition of Rava. And it's showing us that the Gemara is not just telling us ner le'echad, ner le'meya, but it depends who the beneficiaries are. If the beneficiaries are a majority Jews, then you're going to have a problem. If the beneficiaries are a majority non-Jews, then it's not going to be a problem. So what the Gemara does is it hones in on the opinion of Rava just a little bit more to help clarify that it's not just a blanket statement about ner le'echa, ner le'meya, but it matters who the majority is. If the majority are Jews versus the majority are non-Jews. And this is codified lahalacha in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, and others. Now, what happens if there's not one beneficiary? Right up until now, we've had a binary choice. Jew, non-Jew. What happens if it's a little bit more complicated than that? What if there are two beneficiaries? What if Junior does something that will both benefit me and him? Am I allowed to draw benefit from that? Or put differently, when Junior does something, who is the primary beneficiary? Do we assume that Junior is the primary beneficiary? Or do we assume that the Jew who's sitting next to Junior is the primary beneficiary? So the Gemara gives us a little bit of insight to this. The Gemara on Amud Beis over there, Kufchav Beis, Amud Beis, has the following example of Shmuel. Shmuel ikla levei avin torin. Shmuel visited a specific town. Asa hahu nachri adlik shraga. Shmuel sitting in the inn on Friday night, he's sitting there in pitch black. A non-Jew comes over and he turns on the light. He lights a candle. Ahadrinu shima Shmuel lape. Shmuel's response is to immediately turn his head so that he does not benefit from the actions of the non-Jew. Kevan dechaza deaisi shtar vekakari. But once Shmuel saw that the non-Jew had brought the Wall Street Journal and was reading the Wall Street Journal, he realized that the non-Jew was doing it for his own benefit, and therefore Shmuel felt comfortable turning back, right? So Shmuel was able to start the light. Says the Rashba, the following Ha'ara, when the goy does the malacha for himself and for another person, says the Rashba, you want to know who the primary focus is? The primary focus is on himself. When a non-Jew does a malacha that's going to both benefit himself and the Jew, we assume that the primary focus is going to be on the non-Jew. Says the Rashba, let's read inside a little bit. Aso goy letzorech atzmo, if the goy does it for himself, afilu hayusham kama Yisraelim, even if there are many Jews present, mutter, it's mutter. De la olam ikar kavanaso eino el atzmo, because the essential, most important deciding factor for the non-Jew is himself. How do we know that? Kedemuchach be'uda de Shmuel. We know that from the story of Shmuel. Because how could that have happened? If the majority there was goyim, amaya adrinu Shmuel ape minei, why did Shmuel turn his back on him? Right? If you have to put all the Gemaras together, that's the godless of Gemara. You have to put all the Gemaras together. Right? If you just had the Gemara of Shmuel, you would say to yourself, wait a second. I'm sorry, if you just had our Gemara over here about a city where the majority is Jews versus non-Jews. So if the majority is goyim, so why did Shmuel have to turn his back? V'iruva Yisrael havu, and if the majority are Jews, inami mechso mechso, or 50-50, ki aisi shtarev kakarim bo, mai havi. So what do we care that the non-Jew comes and reads the newspaper? The fact of the matter is that the majority of the people there are Jewish, they're the ones who are going to benefit from it, should have been a problem. Ella, says the Rashba, shmami, no, we learn from the story, dechoshu atzmo mishtamish bo, shari. The chiddush of Shmuel is that as long as the non-Jew is benefiting from it as well, even if the Jew is going to benefit as well, it's going to be mutter. Okay, that's the chiddush, says the Rashba, is that when a goy does a malacha for himself and for another person, his primary focus is on himself. Now, ask the Rashba the following question. If that's the case, we started off with a Mishnah of a ramp, and we said that they put a ramp down, and we asked a whole slew of kashas about Rav and Gamliel. How was Rav and Gamliel allowed to use the ramp? And Abaye gave his answer, and Rava gave his answer. Says the Rashba, I don't understand. Why didn't you give Shmuel's answer? Why didn't you tell me that the reason why Rav and Gamliel was able to use the ramp was because the ramp was really made for the non-Jew? The fact that a Jew benefited from it also doesn't bother us, because the ikar, the essential benefit, is for himself. Says the Rashba, ulefi masha kasafti, kshehagoy osa mishtamish bo afil osa otzorcho otzorach Yisrael mutter, that according to what I said, that when a Jew does something, even though it's going to benefit when a non-Jew does something, even though it's going to benefit a Jew also, it's mutter. Ani megam geim kitzat, he says, I'm a little bit curious, mehada akshinan min Rav Gamliel, from the fact that we even asked a kasha in Rav Gamliel, v'ha Rav Gamliel makiro have, everyone knew who Rav Gamliel is. Right? Why did we give all those answers? Abaye implies that if Rav Gamliel had been in front of him, it would have been aser. Ularava b'midadikal afushe b'shvil Yisrael aser. V'afagav dehaul etzorach Yisrael tzorach have. Umeata hay deshmuel lahave raya. Daya ner have ner lecha ner lemea. Right? Our question: why didn't you bring this as the proof over there in the Gemara? Says the Rashba, two answers. V'yesh lomar dishani Rav Gamliel. No, the case of Rav Gamliel is a little bit different. Dekevan denasi v'sar haya. That since Rav Gamliel was the nasi, since he was the big guy in charge, haya ikaro mishum didehavi. It's impossible that if a non-Jew is doing something that he knows that the nasi is going to benefit from, his ikar kavana is also not for the nasi. Let me give you an example. Right. Let's say President Trump. Right. We're still on election day. President Trump. Okay. So let's say President Trump is, let's say he's Jewish. So let's say Jared Trump. Okay. Let's take a Jewish person. Jared Trump. Jared Kushner. Right. Jared Kushner comes to be us for Shabbos, and we roll out the red carpet not because of a political affiliation, but because of, right, because he's a public figure. Okay? Junior goes into a room and sees Jared Trump sitting there and Junior sitting there. Now, Junior may or may not have needed the lights on, but he's going to turn on the lights. Don't you think that Junior knows that when he's in the presence of someone who's important, that ultimately he's going to want to do what's best for that person? Right? It's impossible that Reverend Gamliel was there and that they weren't doing it for Reverend Gamliel's benefit. And so therefore, says the Rashba, that because Reverend Gamliel was the Nasi, of course they wanted to help him. Of course they wanted to do anything that was to the benefit of them. Yes, they might have benefited as well, but when you have a prominent figure there, of course the prominent figure is going to factor heavily into any decision that you make. Says the Rashba, secondly, V'yesh lo mar'od, t'shem osa goy sh'asa sakevesh, lo me'osan sh'ayu b'sfina tzrich l'yerehaya. Right? Who said that the goy was on the boat? Maybe the goy was off the boat, right? I used to, in Boston, we had close friends who had a boat, so we used to go boating many times a summer. So when you come back to the dock, unless you're like a fancy ship, so you have like the buoys that you have down, you have the strings that you have to get onto the dock to tie yourself up. And if you don't have people there to help you, so it has to happen like bang, bang. You gotta throw the rope, jump off the boat, tie it up without jumping in the water, hurting yourself, anything. So what normally happens, like etiquette in these docks, is that if I'm sitting on the back of my boat having a, you know, a whatever, and I see another boat coming, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go help that boat, right? I'm going to help them tie up and their ropes so that it makes it a little bit easier for them. Says the Rashba, that's exactly what's happening here. Who said that our goy is on the boat and that when he makes the ramp, he's making the ramp for himself? Maybe he's off the boat, and when he's making the ramp, right, Elahaya acher shalohaya besfina, kedishayir du mishama bayim besfina. Right? It's someone else doing it for the people on the boat, and that was the problem. It wasn't an issue of a goy doing it for himself and for Ravan Gamliel. No, he was just doing it for Ravan Gamliel, and that's why you needed the other suggestions in the Gemara. Now, there is a enormous halacha lemaisa implication to this comment of the Rashba. Again, let's review for a second. The Rashba is telling us what happens when the malacha is done for both a Jew and a non-Jew, and both of them benefit from it. Who is the primary person? How do you decide whether it's a problem or not? The Rashba comes along and says that 9 out of 10 times, unless it's the case of Reverend Gamliel, when the goy does it, he's doing it for himself. We assume that they put themselves before everyone else, so to speak. But if it was someone like Reverend Gamliel, someone who they had a little bit of reverence for, then it becomes a problem. Says the Rashba, there's a very big practical consideration of this, or nafkamina from this. He says, "Uvelfi zeh, mikol makom lefi teir zeh, be'eved v'shivcha, ha'mevi mayim letzorcho, uletzoruch Yisrael." What about the following case? I have a housekeeper who comes on Shabbos. Now I don't, but let's say I do, right? I have a housekeeper that comes on Shabbos. Now the goy might choose around lunchtime to make himself a pot of coffee or to make himself a cup of hot tea, to put the samovar on or to put the hot water urn on the stovetop and to make himself a cup of hot water. Oh, happens to be lunchtime for me. I could use a cup of coffee. I could use a cup of tea, right? Says the Rashba that when the goy does it in that instant for himself and for the Jew, usser, then it becomes usser. De'ikaro mishum adonav have. Because we assume that in all likelihood, the goy is doing it because I am paying the goy's bills, right? They might also want a cup of coffee, and they might also want a cup of tea. But when I'm in charge, when I'm paying the bills, it's impossible that they're really not doing it for me. It's similar, says the Rashba, to the case of Ravan Gamliel. When you have the presence of Ravan Gamliel, it's impossible to assume that you're doing it for anyone other than Ravan Gamliel. Says the Rashba, that's our case as well. If you have a non-Jew working for you, the assumption is that the non-Jew is ultimately doing it for your benefit, even if they might be benefiting from it as well. That's a big problem. But what was at the core of the Rashba? At the core of the Rashba is this sentiment that when the goy does the malacha for himself and the other person, his primary focus is on himself. Not everyone agrees with that. Rambam in his Perish Mishnayos, it's Medayik, Meduyak, in a Rambam in Mishnah Torah as well, but it's a little bit more explicit here. The Rambam over here wonders, why the Gemara, if you or the Mishnah, listed three cases. Remember, it listed three cases that seemed one and the same. There didn't seem a big difference between them. So the Rambam is wondering, why do you need all three cases? Says the Rambam as follows. Ilu hishmianu malemayim. If I only gave you the case of those who filled up the water, right, again, filled up the jug for my animal and you could use the leftovers, hainu omrim, what would we have said? Bezeh bilvad im bishvil Yisrael aser. Only in that case is it aser. Shanu choshim sheva yosif lemalas bishvilo. We would have been concerned that when it comes to filling up a jug, the goy may have looked over his shoulder and said, you know what, I only need, you know, 10 ounces of water, but because I see Moskowitz standing there, I'm going to fill up 40 ounces of water, right? And so therefore, who ultimately is the goy doing it for? The goy is also doing it for me. It's a big problem, says the Rambam, right? So if I just had that case, that's what would have been my assumption. Avalner, but what would I have assumed? By a candle, you don't add on to a candle. You either turn on the lights or you don't turn on the lights. I would have therefore assumed Avalner. Afilu hidlik bishvil Yisrael bishvilo. Even if the non-Jew lit it for himself and for the Jew, yeah, mutter. I would have thought it would be mutter. Kamash malan, that it's not mutter. Kamash malan, that it's actually usser. So what do you see from the Rambam explicitly? That afilu hidlik bishvil Yisrael bishvilo. Junior turns on the light for me and for him. That, says the Rambam, is usser. Because, perhaps, when Junior turned on the light, he wasn't just doing it for himself. He was doing it having me in mind as well. We see here in the Ber Halacha. So how do we paskin? Right? How do we paskin? We have a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. When the goy does malacha for himself and for a Jew, who is his primary focus? The Rashba comes along and says the primary focus is on himself, is on the non-Jew. The Rambam comes along and says, no, the primary focus is on the Jew, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Ber Halacha comes along and says, who do we paskin like? Masha nasem shemidivri Rambam beperek mishnas vilchosav muchach shasur gam bezedim. Ber Halacha says that we paskin like the Rambam's stringency. Umikon makom nira da somich lahakel behidlik letzorach atzmo letzorach Yisrael kedivri Rashba. If you want to be makel like the Rashba, ein limchos biyadan. Says the Ber Halacha, really we paskin like the Rambam, that you should be machmir in a case where the non-Jew does it for himself and for the Jew. But if there are people who are mekil, we don't cause a storm, we don't make a whole hullabaloo about it. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa feels very differently. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, afilu im ruvam yehudim, even if the majority are Jews. Aval yadua she'anachri asas malacha bi'ikra letzorach atzmo. But we know that the non-Jew is doing it primarily for himself. O letzorech nachri acher, or he's doing it for another non-Jew. Kagosha nachri atzmo nana mimalachto miad. Dina shel hamalacha kilu nasa bishvil nachri. If you're doing it for the Jew and the non-Jew, the halacha is, right? Dina shel hamalacha kilu nasa bishvil nachri. We view it as if it was done for the non-Jew. And so you see that this machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba boils down to a machlokes between the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa and the Ber Halacha and others. Now there's a very interesting stira in the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan differentiates between two stories. And I'm going to tell you the stories outside and then we'll read them inside and hopefully I'll keep them as clear as possible. Example number one is the non-Jew living in my house. Okay, and a non-Jew is living in my house, and he happens to know that every Shabbos, at around, let's say, 1:30, it would be a really good idea to start making a cup of tea. It would be really great to start boiling a cup of water, right? I mean, to boil a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, okay? That, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is 100% wrong. He even calls it a chutzpah. He says it's a chutzpah to assume that a goy can do that. Because even if the goy is doing it for himself, even if my housekeeper might enjoy the cup of coffee also, we know, you and I both know very well who the non-Jew is really doing it for. Randomly, at 1:30 on Shabbos afternoons, my housekeeper needs a cup of coffee? No, the housekeeper knows. It's a game we play. It's a legal loophole. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Mikomash and his buyer, everything that we've seen. Yesh letzaveach al eiza me'ashirim. We have to yell at the rich people. Shemachazikim bebeisa mishareis and mishareses, who have a house cleaner, male or female, non-Jewish. Shemamidim b'Shabbos ha-samavar, that they put up the hot water on Shabbos. B'ta'anasam ha-hevlios, she'ena yudi shose gamkein. Because they're going to say, you know what, the housekeeper wants it also. But ve'ikr kavanas al-atzmo, when really the kavana is for me, for lo bishvil Yisrael. V'zeu chutzpah, and I'm saying, and I tell the non-Jew to basically, you, Junior, think that it's for your benefit, even though you and I both know it's really for my benefit. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, zeu chutzpah klape shmaya. What a chutzpah! Shebain lahanos es Hashem kaviyacho. Umi lo yodea shafilo im kavanos ha-mishareis u-mishares l'atzmo. We don't even know if they want it. Mikom akum ikar kavanos l'shem ha-bnei beiso shal Yisrael. We know that the reason why they're doing it is for me. Kamoshu b'chol yimei ha-shvua. The same way every other day of the week, they make my coffee. On Shabbos, they're making me coffee. V'yesh shemalamdim oso lomar ha-sheker shakavanos ha-mishvil atzman. And there are those, he says, who train their non-Jewish housekeepers to lie. Junior, just as you make the coffee, announce to everyone, hey, I really want a cup of coffee, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That doesn't work that way. Right? Ve'od da'afil lo ye'akein ha'chashin and shema yir bibishvilo. Right? Maybe, even if Junior does want the cup of coffee, maybe he's adding on more to benefit me. And so therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, ve'amonei amizeh tavo ala bracha. Says you have to avoid this. Said you can't have side room deals with your non-Jew. That the non-Jew knows to put up coffee at the right day. He says that's a chutzpah. It's a joke. You're making a mockery of halacha. That's story number one. Story number two is as follows. Let's say, again, never happens in my house. Let's say my wife leaves on the light in the refrigerator. It's dark, right? The light in the kitchen goes off. Let's think of a better example. Okay, the light in the kitchen is off. I need the light in the kitchen on because if it's not going to be on, I'm not going to be able to find anything on Friday night. So I call over Junior. Junior walks over to my house. I don't call him. I go get Junior. He comes over to my house. And Junior walks in my house and says, Rabbi, what do you need? And I'm looking at the light and he's looking at me and it's a little bit awkward. And I say, Junior, would you love a beer? He says, yeah, you know, it's been such a long day at work. I love a beer. So Junior goes into the kitchen and he says, you know, the lights are off. I say, yeah, I know the lights are off. He says, well, how do you expect me to get a beer if the lights are off? I say, I don't know. That's a good question. The lights are off. So Junior sees the absurdity of this conversation, goes and turns the light on. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's mutter. Even though the only reason I invited Junior for a beer is because I know that by him getting a beer, he's also going to turn on the light for me, that says the Aruch HaShulchan as mutter. Okay? V'nihira b'yaldusi. He says this happened when I was younger. Hayu nogin b'leil Shabbos b'chorif, that in the winter months, in Shabbos, sha'leilos aruchim, hayu korin le'inu yudi. Right, and again, the candle went out. Once the candle went out, you were out of luck. So he's to call the non-Jew neighbor over. Lisholo ritzoncha b'tzan senet. Yain v'sheicher, and as you want a beer? Vayomer shirotze v'yeshivelo ritzonenu. Litein lecha, avaman aser. Shehevshar limso b'choshef. You go into the pantry saying, I'd really love to give you a beer, but I can't, the lights are off here. Vayamad likner v'shosea yain sheicher. So the non-Jew turns on the light, he lights a candle to drink his beer. V'holech lo v'yishtam shol oro. And then we would go and we would use the candle after the non-Jew left. V'nira deheter gamaru, says the Aruch HaShulchan. This is completely mutter. Beinu Yehudi, Sheinu Rogebo. Right, a non-Jew that's not usually there. V'leikel amecha shema'arim. Don't worry that this is trickery. V'af agav di Yisrael ose arama bazen. Even though I tricked Junior, I used the beer as the pretext to get Junior in there. Mikomako ma'ich balan. Who cares? Sof ha'laka hi bishvil lo bavad. When Junior turned on the light, it was just for himself. It was just because he wanted a beer. Masheinkin imaina Yehudi hu hamaarim have alaka bishvil Yisrael v'aser v'zeu ikar. Dim lefi avanaseinu eno kimaarim lasos tovel Yisrael ela bishvil atzma ose. Right? Says the Rashba, the Aruch HaShulchan. What's the difference between my two cases? Case number one, I can have the goy every time at 1:30 on Shabbos turn on the hot water. Right? That, he says, is a chutzpah. Case number two is I could say, hey, you want a beer? I'd love to give you a beer, but I can't because the lights are off. And the non-Jew is going to go and turn on my light. What's the difference? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the difference is the goy has to legitimately doing it for his own benefit. Right? There's a litmus test for whether you're doing this lishma or not lishma. Is the goy really doing it because it's for him, or he's making a mockery of everything that's going on? This is brought down la'alacha in the Sefer Nezer HaChaim, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Shlito says the following. Exact same case. He says, Sipurli Abi, my father, Shepam Shecho Lahadlik Neros B'Shabbos, they once forget to turn on the light. They called over the goy, they said, you want a beer? He says, yes. He says, how can we drink in dark? He turns on the light. Okay? And again, V'achar Shagamar Lishtos Kiba Sa'or, afterwards the goy turned off the light. So they invite him back. They say, hey, you want another beer? He says, sure. Right? But he says, how can I drink? It's dark. So they light the candle. K'shagamar Lishtos Omer Lo, we said to him, Achshav Al Techa Besor. Now, just leave the light on. V'davar Zek Var Mutter Hayalolomer. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you're allowed to do that. Again, why? Because there, he says, it's legitimately for the goy's benefit. The goy is getting the benefit from the light. As a result of the light, the goy is the one who's getting the beer that he wants. As opposed to the first case of the Aruch HaShulchan over here, where there was a significant problem. And that problem was, the goy wasn't really doing it for his benefit. He was making a show of it to rationalize having the Jew benefit from his actions. So what we saw today is a few issues. We introduced ourselves to the world of benefit, and we saw the Gemara has a very complicated case of Rabban Gamliel and of the ramp. We had the machlok between Abaye and Rava. Abaye said that the reason why it wasn't a problem was because it was not done in front of him. And Rava says that ner lecha, ner lemeya. We analyzed Rava's opinion just a little bit. And then we discussed what happens if it's for the Jew and the non-Jew, which is most of the cases that you and I are going to deal with. We said the Gemara and then the Rashba and the Rambam. The Rashba says when it's for a Jew and a non-Jew, the primary focus is on the non-Jew, except for in cases where the non-Jew works for the Jew, which is in many of our cases. The Rambam says, no, the primary focus is going to be on the Jew, and therefore you're going to have a problem. We saw there's a machlokas between the Be'er Halacha and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa about that. And then lastly, we saw the Steer in the Aruch HaShulchan, where the Aruch HaShulchan differentiates between two stories and essentially articulates as an approach that says that it has to be legitimately for the goy's benefit. It can't be a show. It can't be a sham what you were putting out there, and that's ultimately how Rav Chaim Kanievsky paskind. Next week, we're going to come back and analyze Abaye's opinion a little bit more as we piece together all of these puzzles, you know, the pieces of our puzzle, to try to understand this very complicated sugya of Amira Le Nachri.